Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Shmuel Alexander ben Echagittel for Bracha Vatzlacha Ucha Maaseh Yadav. We are learning the sugya of Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita based on the Sefer Likutei Shiurim and Gittin of Hagaon Rav Chaim Stein Shlito. Says the Gemara in Gittin, Tana Rabbanan Davches, B'shlosha Derachim Shavsa Suri L'Eretz Yisrael. In three ways, Suri is like Eretz Yisrael. In three ways, it's like Chutz L'Eretz. In what way is it like Eretz Yisrael? The Braisa says that it's Chayv in Meiser and in Shvius like Eretz Yisrael. Because the Kibush Yachid is called a Kibush. The Kibush of David HaMelech was a proper Kibush, a proper capturing that sanctified the land and of Syria, and Memela Syria has a din of Eretz Yisrael with regard to Meiser and Shvius. Now we have to understand this Gemara, because Lamai Nafkamin of the Kibush Yachid of David was called a Kibush or not. It says in Chulin that Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, that the first Kedusha from after Mitzrayim was not sanctified forever. So whether, even if the Kibush of David is called a Kibush, the Kedusha already went off. The Kedusha already went away. And in the time of the Gemara, there is no longer a nafkamina, because the Kedusha is gone. And if Pshat is Ezra, then the Kedusha is Mitzad Ezra, and it's not considered a Kibush Yachid. So why is the Gemara saying that it's considered holy because David captured it out to Kibush Yachid, and that's called a Kibush? Manavshach, Mitzad David, it's not good, because Kedush Rishon HaKish Shalai Lo Keshed Lasid Lava. And if it's Mitzad Ezra, then it's not a Kibush Yachid. And one might want to answer that Pshat is that maybe Ezra captured it before he captured the rest of Eretz Yisrael, which is the definition according to Tosfos of Kibush Yachid. But that doesn't work for a number of reasons. One of them is that the Ravid says in the fourth paragraph of Shmita Yavalach of Ches that Olei Babel didn't capture Syria. So therefore, we're talking about Kibush David. So if it's Kibush David is Kiddush Rishona, and that's Lo Keshed Lasid Lavo. So why does, what nafkamin is there in the time of the Gemara, Legabei Meiser and Shvius, that Syria is holy because of the Kibush Yachid? It's not true. Kiddush Rishona Kitchel Shaita, but Lo Keshed Lasid Lavo, the Kiddush of David is not Lasid Lavo. So why are we bringing Raya's from David? So in order to answer this, first we have to explain the Ikar Din of Kedush Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lava. The Rambam says, L'fikach ma, the famous Rambam, 6th paragraph of the space of Bechira Lachat Esvav, L'fikach ma'kriven karbonos kula, ma'afal pi shein sham ba'iz banoi, v'ochlen kotche kotchim, v'chol azar afal pi shi charei, v'veinu mukefes b'mechitza, v'ochlen kotchim kalim, u'maisur sheini b'chol Yerushalayim, afal pi shein sham chomos. So therefore, we're makriv karbanos, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, we eat kachay kachim in the whole Azara, even though it's destroyed, and it's not surrounded by a wall. And we eat kachim kalan maiser sheni of all Yerushalayim, even though they're not walls, because Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita, V'kitcha L'Asid Lava, because the first Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is Kadosh L'Shaita, and L'Asid Lava. And the next halacha, the Rambam says, why is Yerushalayim in the Mikdash Kiddush Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita and L'Asid Lavo, in contrast to Shar Eretz Yisrael, which is not Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, says that with respect to true Maisers and Shvius? And says the Rambam, L'fisha Kiddushis HaMikdash Yerushalayim Pnei HaShchina V'Shchina Ina B'Teila V'Rehi Oymer V'Hashim Oysi Es Mikdashaychem V'Omru Chachomim Afal Pishayim Shoymim Min B'Kiddushasan Heim Oymdim. So the Kedusha of the Mikdash and Yerushalayim is out the Shechina. And the Shechina is never Bavel. And therefore, since it's out the Shechina, the Shechina is never Bavel, Memela, Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash are La'asid Lava. Vashimosi, I will make desolate your Mikdash. Even though it's desolate, it's still holy. But zok the Rambam weiter, Chiyuv Haaretz b'Shvius uv'Maisvus Eino Elam Pneishu Kibush Rabim. The chiyuv of Eretz Yisrael in Shvius and Maisvus is because it was the kibush of a rabbim. The kevin shenilkel chaharetz midayem, after the land was taken from the hands of the Jews, botel hakibush, this capturing of the land was nullified. For niftarim in atorim in Maisvus and Shvius, and it was potter now from the Torah, from Meiser and Shvius, because it's Shareinam Eretz Yisrael. It's no longer Eretz Yisrael. Now that Ezra came up and he was Makadish the land, it wasn't with kibush, with capturing it, it was just holding on to it, grabbing it chazaka. Sheikh Zikuba. They didn't come in, they were and start waging war and remove the goyim. It was peaceful, they came in and they were machzik. And therefore whatever Ezra took, that's holy, because Kedusha Shniyah has lost the love of Anat, Kedusha Rishonah. So the chilek is that whatever was Alts Kibush, once the Kibush is batal, the Kedusha is batal, and that's Kedusha Rishonah. Alts Mashenken, Yerushalayim, and the Mikdash, that's Alts the Shechin, and the Shechin is always there, and therefore it's holy always. So we see that there's a chilek between the Kedusha of the Mikdash and Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of the Aretz. The Gabi Kedusha and Mikdash, we say Kitcha Lasid Lavel. The Gabi Kedusha Trumas and Maestris. In Eretz Yisrael, we say Lo Kitcha Lasid Lavel. The Makor of the Sheet of the Rambam writes the Gra in his Beer to Yoredei and Simon Shin Lamed Aleph is the Sugi in the Gemara and Shavuos and Beitz. It says in Shavuos to Zion. That Kitcha, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha Lashait of a Kitcha Lasid Lavel. And we have a sugyan beitza davdali that it's not kitchel lasid level. What are you going to do with the steer and the sugyas? So taka the tosis and yavamis and peibes already asked that question. The Gra says that mikoch this kasha, the Rambam is mochiach that there's a chilik between the din kedushas and mikdash midin kedushas aretz. The sugyan shavuos is talking about linyan kedushas and mikdash, and therefore the sugyan shavuos says it's kitchel lasid level. Mashenkin the Gemara in Beitza, it's talking about Shumas and Nisus and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and about that we say that Kedushas Aretz is only L'shaito, but not L'asid Lavo. So that the Rambam writes to be Mechalik between the Kedusha of the Mikdash, that's Tali B'Shechina, and that's different than the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is Tali B'Kibush, needs greater understanding. Number one, the Rambam says that the Mikdash was Niskadesh al Yedei HaShechina, and therefore its Kedusha is Talui in the Shechina. And the Shverkite is that we see Mefurish in the Gemara in Shavuos and Tezayin, and the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Yudalid, that they were Mekadesh, the Mokom HaMikdash, with Shtei Todos, Al Pi Melech, Novi, Vorim, Vitumim. So how can you say to me that it's Alts the Shechina? No, we were Mekadesh, the Mokom, with Shtei Todos, Melech, Novi, and Urim, Vitumim. Kasha number one, Nacha Kasha, that since Batla Kedusha Sa'aretz, so Batla Nami Kedusha Sa'aretz Sheba Makum HaMikdash, if after they were lost the Kibush, they lost Kedusha Sa'aretz Yisrael, so therefore the Makum HaMikdash is Oyechit Nishken Eretz Yisrael, it's also not Eretz Yisrael. So how is it Shaykh to talk about Dinei Mikdash if it's no longer Eretz Yisrael? If it lost its Kedusha Sa'aretz Yisrael, why is it any better than Ever HaYarden? Like it says in the Sifri Zuto, that Eretz Kanan Mekudeshes Mevei HaYarden, She Eretz Kanan Kesher Lebeis HaShechina, Vein HaYarden Kesher Lebeis HaShechina. So the other side of the Jordan is not Kesher Lebeis HaShechina, Eretz Yisrael is. So the Makom HaMikdash loses its Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And if it loses its Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it has a din of chutz la'aretz, like the Rambam says, V'kevan shenil k'chei Eretz Yisrael mi'dayam batel ha'kibush, v'niftarim min ha'Torah ma'aser shvus, shareinam in Eretz Yisrael. It's no longer Eretz Yisrael. So how can it be the Mikdash, the holy Mikdash in Yerushalayim, but it's not Eretz Yisrael b'chlal? So don't tell me that, I mean, that's what you're telling me, but that's the difficulty, that it still has Kedushas HaShechina, yeah, but it lost its Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole basis of everything. This kasha, that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is batal in the Makom HaMikdash, we can be miyashiv. That the Rambam in the fourth parak of Sanhedrin Halacha Vav writes, Kol haMekom l'shekafshu ole Mitzrayim afal pi shelo kafshu ole Bavel harehein ruuyin l'smicha. All those places that were captured by ole Mitzrayim, even though they weren't captured ole Bavel, they're still royal l'smicha. And the kasha is, wait a second, kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaito v'lo kitcha l'asid lavo. It's not Eretz Yisrael, Linyan Shumas and Maestris. So why then does the Rambam say that Linyan Smichat is like Eretz Yisrael? So the Radbaz writes in the name of the Kaftor of Aferach that even though it isn't kitchala asid lavo, and therefore it's not like Eretz Yisrael, linyan trumas and maisis and some other things, nevertheless, linyan smicha, it is Eretz Yisrael. And also with respect to the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, what the Olei Mitzrayim captured is considered Eretz Yisrael. And if somebody is buried there, so he has the mile of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Linyan Kamadvarim, it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Olik Mitzrayim, and Linyan Kamadvarim, it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. However, most Rishonim argue, Tosas and Gidin, Beis Amud Aleph, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, Tosa Rosh, that if we say that Olei Bavel didn't capture Akko, you are not Mekayim there the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And there's also an Isser to go from there to Eretz Yisrael, to go to there from Eretz Yisrael, midin Isser Yitzhi L'chutz Laretz. So therefore, even though it was Olei Mitzrayim did capture Akko, but since the Olei Bavel didn't, it doesn't have any more mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So not like the not like we want it to be matari to the kasha, how is it shaykh to have smicha in other parts of Eretz Yisrael, of Olei Mitzrayim, and we want it to say, because of what the Kaftor Beferach says, the Radbas is the name of the Kaftor Beferach, that you can be mekayim the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in those places, and therefore it also has a din, you can give smicha there, but most Rishonim argue with that. So therefore, says Reb Chaim Stein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, is the Rosh Hashiva in Tells in Cleveland, which is in Ohio, which is an interesting place. I've never actually been to Ohio, but I've met a few people from there. Once dated a girl from Ohio, and then I married her. In any event, we're still married, Baruch Hashem. So the answer is like this, says Reb Chaim. Eretz Yisrael, we can say, has two inyanim. It has the Shem V'cheftza de Eretz Yisrael that was promised to Avram Avinu, as it says in Bava Basra Kuf Yotes, the Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes Lanu Me Avoseinu. And there's Nochadin Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and all the mitzvahs hatluyos v'aretz are contingent upon Kedushas Aretz. Lefize we can say that even though the areas captured by Olei Mitzrayim were not miskadesh lo asid lavo, and there's no kedusha at all. Not like the Radbaz wanted to say, that there is some element of kedusha. No, we can say that bechlal it's not holy. Nevertheless, it still is the cheftza of Eretz Yisrael that was promised to Avraham Avinu, and it isn't chutz laretz. And according to this, we understand how there are smuchim in Eretz Yisrael and the Olei Mitzrayim, what the Olei Mitzrayim captured, even though it wasn't miskadesh la'asid lavo, and there's no kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because for the din of smicha, we don't need kedushas Eretz Yisrael, medarfin nor shame Eretz Yisrael. All you need is the name Eretz Yisrael, you don't need kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael is taloi in kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So there you're not going to necessarily be mekayim the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but shame Eretz Yisrael it is. So it could be that that's really what the Kaftor Beferach meant. It could be that he said even though there's no kedushas Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless it's still not Chutz La'aretz, it's still called Eretz Yisrael, and maybe that's the machlokas between Tosas and the Kaftor Beferach. The Shitas HaTosas is that Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Tali in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the Shita of the Kaftor Beferach, brought by the Radbaz, is that it's Talia B'Shem Eretz Yisrael. That'd be very interesting. So, according to this, we can also answer what we asked, that if it's not Kadosh La'asid Lavo, so therefore in the Makom HaMikdash there's also no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it's like Chutz La'aretz, like the Lashon of the Rambam. Oy bazoy, how's it shayich to have a din of Mikdash if it's not even in Eretz Yisrael? You can't have the temple outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Eretz Yisrael. It's no better than Evar Yarden. But based on what we answered, it's beautiful. It still has the Cheftz of Eretz Yisrael. And when the Rambam says that it's like Chutz La'aretz, that's only in Shumas and Maisus, that's Tali B'Kedusha. So it doesn't have the Kedusha, but it still has Shem Eretz Yisrael, and Memela, if the Shekhinah is there, it's in Eretz Yisrael, and it's Makom Hasher Yivchar, and it is holy forever. So that, sweetest friends, is a little bit to digest for the first part of this shir. And the Mirtz Hashem, B'li Neder B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to move on to the second part of the shir next time. So just to summarize what we learned, we started with a kasha, and the kasha was, why does the Gemara say that the reason Syria is holy is because Kibush Yachid in the time of David is called a kibush? We said, what does it matter what happened in the time of David? That's Kedusha Rishona, which is in Kitchel Lassid Lovel. So am I nafgamina for the time of the Gemara? That we didn't answer yet. That's for the end, for the happy ending. We explained what the difference between the Mikdash is and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The Mikdash is holy because it's Kedushas HaShechina, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael is holy because it was nechbash, it was captured. Once it was uncaptured, it was captured by the recaptured by the Gentiles, it lost its Kedusha, but the Shechina is always there. The Rambam learned this chiluk from a stira in sugyas. One sugya says that Kedusha Rishon is l'asid lavo, and the other one says it's not. So the chiluk is that the sugya that says it is Kedusha l'asid lavo is talking about the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, and that it's not Kedusha l'asid lavo is talking about the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And then we had a difficulty understanding how is the rest of Eretz Yisrael considered a holy? How is the Makom HaMikdash considered a holy if it's not Eretz Yisrael anymore? Once it was captured by the Goyim, it loses its shame, Eretz Yisrael. So first we suggested, based on the Kaftor of Ferach, that you're still Mekayim Yishev Eretz Yisrael there. It's still somewhat holy. We saw other Rishonim hold that you're not Mekayim Yishev Eretz Yisrael there. So we said that there are two dinim. There's a din of Shem Eretz Yisrael, there's a din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the Makom HaMikdash still has Shem Eretz Yisrael, and that also explains the din of Smicha, how you're allowed to give Smicha in the places of Olei Mitzrayim, and the answer is because it still has a Cheftza of Eretz Yisrael, whatever was promised to Abraham is considered Eretz Yisrael, and might not have Kedusha al Trumas and Maisris, but it does have the Shem and the Cheftza of Eretz Yisrael. That is a summary of what we learned. And Amir Hashem, next time we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.